ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, verse number 1. The Imam Salamullah alayhi asks Allah to help him. He seeks refuge in Allah from the eruption of greed. We spoke about the causes of eruption, what causes a person to get to that stage to begin with. And now we made it to the word greed itself. And I'm going to use simple terminology to describe greed and talk about greed here. So I don't want to be too technical. A greed means a strong desire for something, that you desire something so much that you just want it, or if you have it, you don't want to give it. That's just pretty much what greed is. So a person in such a state, he's literally called a greedy person. He loves his wealth so much, and he has this desire, strong desire for it, that he would never want to give it. He becomes a greedy. In Islam, though, Islamically speaking, the word greed is used in both ways, in desirable matters and undesirable matters. But mostly, we use them in matters that are condemned. It's like it's used in condemned situations. So we hardly use it in a good way, because it gives that... It gives that notion that something is wrong. So it's good for me, for example, to be greedy when it comes to my religion, for example, that I don't want to give it up. It's good for me to be greedy that I want to seek knowledge so much. It's good for me to be greedy in a lot of things that I need to have. But we don't say that, right? We don't usually say, oh, I want to be greedy in knowledge. But we use it for other things which have that bad notations to them. And from here, Islam came and kind of mainly emphasized on the fact that when a person being greedy, he's a bad person. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi says, oh Allah, please help me. I seek refuge in you from being in that stage or that state of a greed. Let us take a short break and then inshallah we continue.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created mankind, He created them clean, plain slate, nothing. We kind of put ourselves in this position where we lead ourselves to this hirs, to this greed. So we ask the question, what leads a person to be greedy, right? So obviously considering the fact that we looked at the causes of sins themselves, but greed itself as a disease, what causes it as much direct cause? One is the upbringing that a person grows up with. Home, his environment, his where he lives in. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every newborn is born clean slate on the innate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. وَإِنَّمَا أَبَوَاهُ يَهُودَانَهَ أَوْ يَنَصْرَانَهَ. But it's his parents that make a Christian or a Jew out of him, right? And so this fitrah, when it's given to a person as a father, for example, when Allah gives him that child, he molds it in the way that he wants. If the father is greedy, the chances are very high the son or the daughter will be greedy too. We're not saying it's always, but the chances are very high because this is what he opens his eyes to. This is what he sees. He sees just greed, so it's natural for him to be greedy too. Let us take a short break and then inshallah we will continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the first verse of supplication number 8 of Al-Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. So we're looking at the word greed. The Imam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the eruption of a greed, when greed goes to the extreme. Another cause or another reason for people to be in such a greedy state, when a person, for example, gets a doubt in his mind about something, especially when it is an Islamic concept, when he gets this kind of doubt in his mind and he doesn't get a satisfying answer to his doubts, it puts him in a state where he doesn't want to interact with religion anymore, doesn't want to interact with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants more. He doesn't want to interact with Islamic belief anymore. And then greed becomes normal to him. He's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's my money. Why should I share? I worked hard for it. And Allah gives us the classical story of Qarun. And Qarun, mind you, was related to Musa alayhi salam, right? And he was a poor man. When he asked for wealth and Allah gave him wealth, he says, this is mine. And when Musa asked him to pay his taxes to Allah, he says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتِهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I attained all this wealth because of my own knowledge. His greed led him to that because he had that doubt in his mind that, you know, it's mine. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I give it to you? So it led to him being in this dangerous state, which led to his kufr, which led to him being perished, and the earth sinks in him and swallows him alive with his wealth. So that's why the Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from greed. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد